your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. We have constant ringing in our ears right now on the show. We walk in this morning, the alarm, can't get it turned off. It's a good way to start the day, just constant ringing in your ears. Me and Ben have been here since about 5:30, and I feel like I'm going crazy over here. Are you guys going crazy over there?
Oh, you can hear it.
Keep the headsets, got to stay on, basically. It's maddening.
Yeah.
It's maddening, but we're going to fight through this, okay, as we always do.
Interesting. I wonder what set the alarm.
I don't know. The alarm that we set off, that we turn off, usually is very quick, and this one is a different one, and it's a constant ringing out there. So we'll try to fix that at some point, but until then, there's some buzzing, not on the airwaves, but just in our ears.
There's nothing better than walking through a packed parking lot and somebody has activated someone's car alarm. They don't know, and it goes off for like four straight hours. Just wah, wah, wah. Somebody bumped into the car, did something like that, and it's just
a bad deal.
The people have no idea their car alarm's even going off.
It's a bad deal.
And it goes on forever. That's what we're in the middle of right now.
Yep, it is. It's not great.
Hotel parking lot.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen. And you just pray that somebody's going to figure
it
out.
Yeah. When it first starts, they flee someone, figure it out. Someone.
2 hours later.
Sometimes it doesn't. They don't. Yeah. Tailgating would be the worst. Have someone's, they get in the stadium.
Oh, it happens.
Their alarm goes off, then there you are. Not good.
Is it still going?
It's still going, yeah. It'll be probably going for some time. We have informed management about this, but it has not been fixed yet, so.
Okay, how's everybody doing?
What's doing today? Great.
Friday.
It's Friday.
We made it to Friday.
Yeah,
we made it to Friday. Ben's here, too. Ben's here.
Young Ben is in the building.
He's here.
He's here.
Had to get here early. Had to listen to Song of the Day real quick.
And you know what? He heard Song of the Day today.
Did he?
But he gave you guys no tease because he learned his lesson yesterday. So you can't tease it, especially if you know what it is.
But
not
he
right.
Can, but so he can hear it.
He was in there when I was recording the Song of the
you
Day.
You don't ask him to step out.
I would like to, but Ben is, you know, business. He's just there. He's business. Just there. He's working.
There's been a breach. And there were... We're not handling it well. Ben pulled a fast one on us with the bad song and predicted it, but he'd already heard the song.
We're flawed.
Yeah.
We're flawed.
Yep.
I would ask him to step out.
I think from now on, we need to ask him to step out. We can't be giving him the song ahead of time.
Ben likes,
nobody gets Song of the Day ahead of time.
You're right. Ben should not be in there during Song of the Day recording.
Please ask him to step out, Jake. This is your deal.
He's laughing at you. Yeah, I'm the rebel over here. That's right. Yeah. I know Song of the Day. I know before you guys do. He likes having that little step up on you guys.
Yeah, he obviously did because the other day he did seem kind of...
I'm going to guess it's a bad song
today.
Just a hunch.
Right.
Just a thought here.
It's okay. We got you.
Just a thought here. Just a
ask
thought.
Him to step out. That's all you
I will.
Do.
I'll do that.
Keep the sound really low and ask him to step out.
I could do that. Well, I had the song. I had it low yesterday. He pumped it up so even Bill could hear it, though. I had it down intentionally so he could not hear the song.
That's a breach.
And it was a breach by Ben. Not by me, by young Ben.
All right, anyway, we're here.
I chit-chat off the bat before we get to roll call. What do you got?
Are we doing roll call?
We're going to do roll call in a second.
God, I had some idle chit-chat, but I can't remember. There's so much going on. There's just so much. I can't remember it. Sorry, I should have wrote it down.
I said that. Carney never disappoints.
You had to go to Carney.
Carney never disappoints. There's a late night.
Where did you go?
Going back, I spoke at the convention center out there.
Good part of town.
The Jonas Convention Center. And it was incredible. Carney never disappoints. I've been out there numerous times. And it was a CrossFit camp type. That's the group that ran it. They were incredible.
Okay.
They had all these youth, I would say, ages that did this CrossFit camp, and they're all training to be for their sport, and they're all doing different sports, multiple sports. There was men and women, then all their parents, grandparents, like that. There was probably 300 people there. It was a really, really cool event. So I enjoyed having a chance to speak to some people there.
Did they have dinner?
What's that? Yeah, brisket. I waited till the end like that, and I ate it going down I-80 last night about 10:30.
Good late dinner.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Had some fat, whipped it out the window.
Wow.
Normal thing. Everything was normal. Yes.
And then listening there was something.
They made a. Listening to SEC Network. Okay. SEC
good.
Network. Listen to.
That was good.
A
too.
Lot of stuff on Texas A&M, Kentucky, where they were up yesterday. So listen to a lot of Elko and some different.
Did you hear some Stoops?
That? Stoops, yes. Heard some Stoops. Also, Auburn was up. And so that was fun to listen to. So I listened.
You heard some Hugh?
You listened to some Hugh. So that was good. So that was my night last night. So thank you. Shout out to Carney for being tremendous.
Good job. And you made it back safe. You got back late, and here you are still.
It was late night. I texted
you. Short sleep for Bill.
Yeah, I got to bed about 1. Ooh, I got to bed about
that's
1.
Rough. That's rough duty.
Things going on.
Yes, rough duty.
Is this a new level of tired today or not?
Yes, it is.
It's another level.
We hit another level of it today.
I know those days. They're not easy.
Not easy, but
we got to crash some point.
The breakers are my sister has an idea. Do we have, is there like a breaker identification system?
Ooh, okay.
Somewhere like that, some sort of a, for your back window or bumper sticker type of thing that has LBs, loyal breakers. LBs. So when you saw one on the highway or on the street, someone driving, you would know right away. Then you'd have kind of, you got to kind of give them a, sup.
Yeah, just give them a sup.
Years ago, we did bumper stickers here. We can bring those back to a new form.
Can we do one?
Loyal breaker one.
A loyal breaker one? Yeah. Can we do a bumper sticker? Or one
I love
back?
It.
It'd be incredible to be able to identify when you're driving. I'd love to be like whipping down, you know, I-80 and seeing that. And it's kind of, I'd kind of pull up beside him and give him the right there.
Don't go overboard.
Yeah.
Just
a little one. I see.
If I recall correctly, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I think you had a bumper sticker on your old truck that you covered over a bump with. You had like a mark on your truck?
Yeah, I did. An old truck.
He took one of the old bumper stickers and covered up a blemish on his truck.
That's the truck you ran into a lot of things with,
yes,
right? You hit a lot
Silverado.
Of stuff. Silverado. You ran into things into your garage even.
In the Journal Star parking lot was the main problem. Backed into Trixie's car. I backed Trixie's car into the side of it. Just smashed it.
T-boned it.
Yeah, T-boned.
Yeah.
It wasn't even thinking.
What are you thinking? Didn't even slow down.
Just kept going. But yes.
Anywho, yeah, I love that idea by Tamara. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
You know, I don't sign off on everything. That's a good idea.
Be nice to be able to identify that. She brought it up last night.
Good job, Cameron.
It's kind of brilliant. Yes.
Yeah, and I think the key to it is we don't overreact when we see a breaker. We just nod or
well,
point.
You know, because you have that
you get
the motorcycle.
What
we need a signal.
On.
We need some sort of a. We
maybe
need some sort of
nod.
Maybe the head nod. Maybe just a knuckle. Maybe like this. Maybe
okay. Yeah.
As you drive by,
just give them like this.
Yeah, that's not
window
bad.
Down or not. Depends if it's tinted windows. I guess
it just depends.
Okay,
time of year.
The best thing would be if someone's
-7 degrees. Yep, right. Got to do it.
No. The best part would be if somebody's wife is driving the husband's truck with the sticker on it, and then you're like waving at him and stuff, or nothing there. She's like, "Hey, weirdo!"
Some crazy guys fist pumping me.
Hey, weirdo! All of a sudden, someone goes, "That's not a weirdo. That's Sipple."
He's appreciating the listenership of the show. Come on, give him the nuts.
It could happen.
That's something to consider.
Yeah.
All right. Well, no, I love the idea. a breaker. LB, would it be LB?
I think so. Loyal
with,
breakers.
With the stool on it, maybe.
The LBs.
Maybe just, you could just put the stool on
with
it.
With the stool that Bella made.
It'd be perfect.
Didn't Bella
the three, create? Yeah, 3-3.
Didn't Bella create
that? If you're a breaker, stool? I would love to know that when you're just, when you're, we're whipping around Holdridge.
Or like that. Yeah, let it be known. Let it be known.
Ben.
Up to Bex.
Yeah. Ben, aspire to be like Bella. That's where you, that's where
a
you
national get. Champion.
That's yep. your,
yes.
It's your next rung on your ladder of success. Okay.
Who do we go to? Who can make a bumper sticker?
We'll work that.
Bella.
Probably our
Bella
guys.
Probably
I mean, I'm talking about Bella.
Probably our guys at our client at Perch Merch. They can probably help us out. Perch Merch. Maybe can help us out with a bumper sticker.
How many do we need?
What's that?
Probably how many do we need? 1,000, 3,000, 10,000.
I would think you'd need at least 10,000.
Probably 7,000. 7,000.
Yeah. 7,000 to 10,000.
Yeah, 7,000 to 10,000. This is good idle chit chat. It's a good idea by Tamara. I like when Tamara has ideas. The Bushes are idea people.
They are. They're always idea
always
people.
Thinking.
They always think about ideas.
Always thinking.
I don't do that. I don't.
Well, you're a journalist. You write stuff all the time. You have ideas all the time.
About that, but not about things that could help society.
You get blocked sometimes. Writer's block. God, that'd be horrible, I would think.
It's awful.
It would be.
It's awful. I mean, it is. It's awful. Sometimes, like, you want to start writing at, say, 11 a.m., and it doesn't really start till 4 because you just got it. You just got it. I don't even like to call it anything. You just got it. Hello, sir.
Just trying to get in. Update on the British Open for up roll
please,
call.
Please.
We have a two-way tie at first. Shane Lowry, the Irishman, and a guy named Daniel Brown, who's a no-name that will disappear this weekend. Both 6-under par at this point. Ben, unlock the door, please, for the gentleman coming in. And they're up by 3 on the third place person.
Shane Lowry, and say this. A
Daniel
second name.
Daniel Brown. You will not know the name because nobody knows the name Daniel Brown in the golf world. He's a no-name, and he will disappear today or tomorrow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It won't last for Daniel Brown. Heard it here first. He'll be.
There are some incredible scores. Some people are like.
Well,
I would, like 6-over.
I would say this: if you are Colin Montgomery this morning, who had some shots fired at Tiger Woods, and sort of saying, "Hey, he should retire from golf." Whoa. Tiger said, "Hey, I've won this tournament 3 times. You won it no time. Shut up. I can play as long as I want." Well, right now, Tiger Woods sits at +10. On the tournament. He's in 145th place.
Tiger?
He will not make the cut. He's way off the cut line. So, Tiger, went back at Colin and said, basically to pipe down. But Colin's like, listen, you're 10 over par right now. You're way out of the tournament. You play 6 times a year. My statement's not that bad, my friend.
But why is Montgomery going down that road?
He's just saying that Tiger Woods is this is going to be his 16th straight round he's over par in, likely. Professional golf, 16th straight, over par round, unless he has a miracle to finish his last 9 holes.
When did Colin Montgomery become the ombudsman for when people should retire?
Well, I don't know if he's got a bad point right now. Tiger has not been competitive for at least 4 or 5 years
now. He's got a point,
but
I don't know why
now.
He needs to voice it. I mean,
well, he's this outspoken individual.
Yeah, interesting.
He does commentary for the Golf Channel once in a while.
Okay, how's he doing in the tournament?
He's a senior. He's not playing in the tournament.
Okay,
he's not playing, but. He's feeling pretty good about himself today. Montgomery.
Interesting.
Is.
God, people just.
Everybody has watched every time he gets another bogey.
Was I so dumb after all, huh?
Tiger. Maybe you should keep playing. Maybe more. I'm sure he's enjoying himself right now.
He gets a birdie. Just luck.
Yeah,
luck. That's not real. It's not real.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
So, by the way, Lowry now at 7-under par solo lead. Shane Lowry, 7-under par. Won this event 5 years ago.
This event goes till Sunday?
It does go through Sunday, the final major of the year.
I can remember where I was at. I was playing golf in a classic 4-man scramble at the Plainview Country Club.
Okay.
With myself, Shin Daddy, my dad, and Bert Lingenfelter.
You're kidding me.
That was the team.
That's a great foursome.
It was a great team, yes. We always placed in the money in the third flight. Anyway, watch because when you come in for lunch for the it's the same thing. It's a 9-hole course. Okay. So you have a little break and they change the pin place. And you have a little break. You have a little something to eat, and that is when the British Open is finishing.
That's right.
At that time with the time change, so everyone's watching it, and that was the meltdown. when the guy shot out of the water and did all on his 18th hole.
You're talking about 1999. Yes. Jean Vandeveld, freshman who had a triple bogey in the last hole.
Triple bogey in the last hole.
Lost in the playoff.
Tried to hit out of the water. Oh, remember that?
Yes, it was absolutely. How do you forget that?
You never get over and never heard from him again.
99.
That was it.
He never was heard from ever again.
Is that right?
Yeah. That ended his golf career. He was so fried after that. He shouldn't have hit driver. He was up by three shots going to the last hole. Hit a driver. Got lucky, went over the creek. Then he hits him in the creek, gets in the water, as Bill said, and he makes a triple bogey, and he loses in the playoff to Paul Lowry, I believe.
That's tragic.
It was. I mean, and we're all watching this. It's like,
What are you doing?
Don't do that. Yeah.
You're in the clubhouse.
Have
some common sense, son.
That's interesting you remember that. So that was 1999, you're playing golf.
We had a team meeting then. Bert called it. Really? Bert Lingenfeld called a team meeting, so we're not doing that.
He got us all together.
He got right in my dad's face.
We're not taking the tough shot. We're going to take the drop.
We're
taking it back.
We're going to take the drop. Not really.
He's very calm.
Yes.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. A quick roll call before we move on. Please text us 402-464-5685. Your name, your age, where you're listening from, and anything else we want today.
Would you purchase a Loyal Breaker bumper sticker. So we could identify ourselves on the road.
I just want to hear some no's.
Be honest with us. No, I have a very nice car. I'm not doing that.
Not junking up my car.
From the text line, Dustin in Lake Alfred, Florida says, good morning. Scott, Minnesota. Leroy with us in Lincoln. Is this about Leroy Molex in Lincoln? He gave us the last name there, by the way.
All right, he's very serious.
Yep, Jason in Ankeny, age 51. Eric is 38 in Sioux Falls this morning.
Sioux Falls.
Joe in Boulder. A lot of people outside the city listening.
Here's some Lincoln people.
Thunder Not Collins. Gorilla Bear. Nyla says, yes, she would have the bumper sticker on her car.
Would Nyla help distribute? I wonder if that one. Let us know, Nyla.
She lives in Seward, I think.
Yes.
Panama Doug and Beth. From Panama, the country of Panama.
It's
a couple? It's a couple?
They would like to have a bumper sticker.
Is that a couple?
It's a couple, Doug and Beth.
I wonder how many people that would be down there, how that would take off the bumper sticker in Panama.
I don't know.
You never know.
I like the couples, though. We have the couple. We have our usual couple.
Yep.
Jennifer and
hubby. Brad.
So now we have Jennifer, and who's the other one? Doug?
This is Doug and Beth from the country of Panama, not the city, the country of Panama. We got East Lincoln West. He says, of course, I would buy a bumper sticker. Greg in Fishers, Indiana, yes, would definitely purchase, age 52, by the way. Jay in Winter Park, Florida, age 59, yes, on the bumper sticker.
It's picking up some steam.
Sean and Eagle, age 61, yes, bumper sticker. Will in Fullerton, age 41, I would take
two
bumper stickers.
Who would take more than two?
Who wants more than two? Mitt in Arkansas, age 59, yes. Pecan Pie,
the
age
pie.
51 in the Highlands, says, yeah, I'll take a bumper sticker. Breaker stew.
Oh, I'll take some sticker. Pecan Pie.
Oh, yeah.
Officer McLeod in Columbus says, yes, I would purchase one for every vehicle I have.
So they're nice. Selling them or giving them away?
Well, we could discuss that.
Well, we should be some sort of a financial game for the three-legged stool. I think all of us should get a little cash out of this deal.
I was thinking
We'll reinvest it.
With Mid-Plains Advisors.
Mid-Plains Advisors, and then we'll see where that goes.
Yep.
We should get our own account with them, the three of us.
We should get our own account.
It's called three-legged stool. It's all we call it.
Yes.
Good idea.
Kyle says, hell yeah, on the bumper sticker.
Hell yeah.
Chris in Des Moines says,
for some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No to the bumper sticker, but yes to a shirt. We have a shirt you can buy. You can
no
buy
to the bumper sticker. This doesn't want to mess things up.
Well, you wanted some nose. Simply, yeah. There's a nose
there.
Chris, age 27, by the way, in Des Moines. Chris in Fremont, age 48. Yes, bumper sticker. Rod in South Lincoln, age 61. Yes.
Let's hear some from somebody under 40.
Parker in Holdridge says, we will put the bumper sticker on the sprayers. At First Rate
that's
Ag.
That's First Rate Ag.
Wait a second. Did Parker just text?
Yeah, that's Parker and Holdridge. Who had
Parker
the conference
Holdridge,
call yesterday with Bill.
Conference call yesterday went very well. He says right now they're coddling the corn. They're coddle the corn right now. That's what they're doing.
Did you write that down?
Yes, coddling the corn.
Is that so, right? You had a busy day yesterday.
A lot of this stuff going on, yes.
Yeah, you had a conference call followed by a speech in Carney.
Yes.
After a show.
After the show.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's a day.
And got back for the show.
That's a day.
Day like that. And then I leave.
I'm serious right now.
And me and Duke leave immediately after the show for Canada.
You got a lot
going
on.
That's significant. It's a long drive.
Leave immediately after the show for Canada.
Oh, you're driving to Canada.
Driving to Canada.
Nice.
Bill likes to drive.
Canada.
Are you driving the big rig?
Driving the big rig, yeah.
With Duke in tow.
That'd be a good drive.
And Gary.
Ryan in Valley Springs, California says, I will buy one. No one knows what it is, 1,600 miles away, but I would love to have one in my car.
Interesting.
This could really take off.
That's a great idea, Tamara.
Yeah. Stephen McCook would like two bumper stickers.
Two.
Jared in Monroe says, no, but I don't want one, basically. Don't want a sticker.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
No.
It's
David Fullerton, age 60, yes, on the bumper sticker. Nate in Dorchester, yes. Aaron in Seward, yes. Absolutely yes, he says, by the way. Chris in Hastings, age 27, yes, on the bumper sticker.
We got one. We got a younger one.
Finally got one, yeah.
Got to build
our
younger.
You can spread the word. You can put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on TikTok.
Chad in Kyle, Texas. Yes, age 52. I'd want a bumper sticker here in Texas, please.
Okay. Where is it? Kyle?
Kyle, Texas. That was
Texas
Chad
A&M.
In Kyle, Texas. Beef Tacos says, I'm under 40. I want a neck tattoo of this bumper sticker, actually.
That would be incredible. How many neck tattoos can we
find?
Who would get the neck tattoo?
Yeah.
Let's add that in.
That would be what a incredible show of support.
If somebody shows up with a neck tattoo of the ticket bumper sticker, that would be awesome.
Yeah, do it.
Buddha is age 62, says you can advertise on my work trucks. They can hold about 500 stickers on them.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Load them all up. 500 each. Chance in Funk, Nebraska, age 33. We got Matt is listening from Adventureland in Iowa. Just got done with the day of roller coasters yesterday.
Oh, how was
age
that?
Age 39.
Does Adventureland still have that giant wooden one? They used to have a wooden roller coaster, didn't they?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There was one at one time, it's not like the one. It's not as cool as the one at Arnold's Park in Iowa.
They have that truck stop.
That's a great one.
The Arnold's Park one is awesome.
I love that roller coaster.
They have that truck stop area right by Adventureland. You can see over there pretty well, but I don't remember seeing a wooden one.
There was a big. There used to be a. I know it was advertised back in the day. This would be like 37 years. A wooden roller coaster.
Roller coaster.
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
On the track.
God, I wonder how Adventureland is.
I've never been there. I've been to Worlds of Fun several times in KC. Never Adventureland.
No, nor have
not
I.
Not opposed to it, though.
Nor
the
have
Zambie
I.
Zinger. That was an incredible roller coaster.
At
Worlds of Fun.
Worlds of Fun.
That was back in the day.
Yeah, Oriental Express.
Oriental Express about took me out.
That one's been gone for a while now at Worlds of Fun. That is the roll call sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Stop by today for a great Friday night bowling. Pool, darts, karaoke, great food. Sarah, the spirit animal.
Sarah.
Friday's a good day to go.
It's a great day to go.
And her husband can sing.
Yeah, Brady.
Too.
Brady can sing.
He can sing and play multiple instruments. They're performers, they're owners, they're leaders of the city of Lincoln.
Friday's the day that my brother-in-law has a group of guys that play pool at Madsen's every Friday. And Erwin Sweeney's one of the participants. So you might run into a star. Yeah.
That'd be incredible. Get an autograph.
Irwin was a great corner.
Take him on in pool, too.
Great corner.
What time? What?
One of my favorite
ex-Huskers.
Is it like a
pool league?
Nope. They just get together
and play pool.
Just a bunch
of
guys.
Shoot some stick.
Yep. Just a bunch of dudes get together every Friday. I hope they don't mind me saying that. If they do, well, I'll deal with Ron.
Yeah.
Ron's my sister's husband. But yeah, they do that every Friday.
By the way, I forgot the YouTube breakers. Real quick, move on.
Do it.
Steven, Doug with us. We've got Riley on YouTube. Zach in YouTube from North Platte heading to Shadron for a wedding right now.
Ooh. Oh, that's a nice drive. Everybody's enjoying that drive.
By the way, Doug, 866, would want the sticker on the back of his car. Yes, he'd want the bumper sticker.
Thank you.
Zach, BWD.
There's Moonbot on there.
Moonbot's with us also.
Hello, Moonbot. Thanks
Greg
again.
Greg is with us too. I'm not ignoring you guys. Just didn't see you earlier. Walter also with us. And Ray, thank you. There's all the YouTube breakers today. Saw this yesterday, 464-5685.
Sports.
Yeah, sports. Andy Staples of your employer, which is what, Sip?
On three.
Hut!
Good call.
He was listing his Blue Bloods ahead of the 2024 football season, and he did not put Nebraska in the Blue Bloods intentionally. He puts these programs.
Intentionally.
Alabama. Ohio State,
okay.
Oklahoma,
okay.
Michigan,
okay.
Georgia,
okay.
Notre Dame, Texas, USC, and Penn State. Now, he was asked in a tweet about where's Nebraska. He said left them off intentionally. He doesn't consider them now a blue blood. It says it requires 3+ generations of elite history, which Nebraska has 3+ generations of elite history. However, it's got to be within the last 2 generations also to consider be a blue blood in today's terms. Well, Andy Staples says that.
Yeah, per his
formula
guidelines and formula, he's accurate.
Yeah,
with what he
flawed guidelines.
Yeah, okay. But if we're going to go blue bloods of the last 20 years, then he would be accurate with that. Be all there would be to it.
All I would say to Andy is you don't easily lose your blue blood status. Nebraska hasn't done enough to lose it. And now it'd take probably 10 more years of this before I'd start thinking, okay, I don't know. I mean, we got to make 10, maybe more than that. But they're a good 10 years away from that discussion, in my opinion. You just don't lose it. If Duke basketball has a run of 5 straight bad years, we're not going to say, nah, they're not a blue blood anymore.
Correct.
Duke's a blue blood. I mean,
Kentucky's been terrible the last few years. Not terrible, but...
For their standards.
Down. Kentucky basketball. I know what you're talking about.
St. Peter's beat them.
Still a blue blood.
Yeah, 15 seed.
Yeah. Yeah, and they haven't had a lot of success in the NCAA tournament. You wouldn't say Kentucky's not a blue blood.
Agreed.
That
was my point.
Right, I know that's your point. They are the quintessential blue blood. And it doesn't change because they've had some bad... They had a sort of a rocky run under Calipari. It doesn't change. I'm surprised. I'm not surprised to the extent that, we're talking about it. Rile up Nebraska fans. Yep. It doesn't take much.
No,
get some clicks. Get some attention. Okay, that might be what's going on. And he got it. He got us. It's on the rundown. Sipple's being obnoxious. Bam.
Firing back at
you. Won.
Andy.
Yeah.
I'm not really firing back. I just think it's, like Bill says, flawed guidelines. Flawed guidelines.
Now, apparently, a generation would be 15 years, not 15 years. So that's 30 years. Nebraska has been relevant in the last 30 years.
They won
3 titles.
Yeah, within that time
in the last 30 years.
Yeah. Or 2 for sure, but depending on how you're breaking it up.
Well, 94 was 30 years ago.
Is that 30 years ago?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
It's 2024. Right, just some math here. 30 years ago, yeah. 94.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there you go. I mean, they were good. They were good under Pelini.
They were. Right? Yeah. 9 to 10 wins every year.
Right.
Every year for 7 years.
Right. I had a bad stat. I said a bad stat on our show the other day. I said that Bo was 3-13 against top 25 teams. That was erroneous. He was 3-13 in his last 16 games against top 25 competition. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the last 16 games. Now, if you think about it, you'd almost... The demise, in a sense, started then. Nebraska wasn't beating anybody under Bo late in his tenure. So that would be speaking in Andy Cat. What's his
Andy
name?
Andy Staples.
Andy Staples. Staples' favor. Because they haven't, they did win under Bo, but they weren't beating anybody good, and they're getting rattled by good teams.
How many blue bloods did he have?
Okay, he said again.
He's got him.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Go through them again.
Alabama,
yes.
Ohio State.
Mm, yes.
Oklahoma.
100.
Michigan.
That's sketchy on that one.
Georgia. Notre Dame. Texas. Huh. USC. And Penn State. So nine teams he had as blue bloods.
I think I'm okay with those.
You're okay. Yeah. I would definitely say they are blue bloods, but everyone's had their struggles. Texas has had some major struggles. I mean, they really have. They've been through numerous coaches. They've, you know, all of a sudden now
they went bad.
Now it's a little bit different now because all of a sudden, okay, things are going pretty decent. But it wasn't going that bad for them that long ago. With Herman, they won the Sugar Bowl, you know, whatever it was, 5-6 years ago. So it wasn't horrible. No. They went up and down. So I don't know. It's one of those conversations. To be honest with you, I know that Sip's a big fan of lists, and I do like lists. Yeah. This list I could care less about. I really have zero interest in when that would not be an article that I would be like, okay, this really catches my eye. Because it's just kind of a, let's just throw some things out there and see
what it is. At. That's what it is. It's off-season material. Yeah. I just think a blue blood is that type of thing. You just know it. You don't have to build up, but you shouldn't have to build up a big case as to why you're a blue blood. If you're a blue blood, you're a blue blood. If you live in a country club area, you live in a country club area. All right. I don't have to explain why.
No. Yeah.
We just do.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, I mean, Nebraska's done enough to become a blue blood, and it hasn't done enough to lose that status. Not at this point.
Now, this is.
And I'd say not even close at this point.
It's kind of an ongoing list because Corey says on the text line, he says, there's no way you could have called Georgia a blue blood 5 years ago.
No. I wouldn't have.
They went back to 80 before they had a national championship.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't have called them. No.
Ohio State also, they've done some tremendous things. But if you're basing this off of just, is a big part of it a national championship?
I suppose.
Ohio State had the one in 14.
2014. 2002 also, yep.
2002, and then the one prior to that would be back in the 60s. Is that right?
Right.
And so there's been two in the last, And so you go over and go, hold it now. Mm-hmm. Now they've been very dominant. I mean, they miss a field goal that probably would have won them a national championship. They would have beat TCU.
You would never argue against USC being a blue blood, though, right?
No,
I would not.
I would not.
No,
I mean this. The history is so rich.
Yep.
I mean, you're thinking about that's what I'm thinking about right away. Rich history. I'm not counting national titles necessarily, although that's inherent in the discussion.
And I think the fandom matters a lot too.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to have a loyal fan base.
Does Michigan have a loyal fan base?
Yes, they do.
All
the way across the board. USC does not. They have
not really.
They have a fan base that pays attention. They don't show up. Mm-hmm. They pay attention. They don't show up.
Interesting.
You know, they have Texas A&M. They talk about them. They don't mention them as a blue.
Not
blood.
A blue
nope,
blood.
They don't. Nope.
And I would agree with that because they've won one national championship in 1939.
Yeah,
in football,
it's been a while.
They've not done anything of relevance in football.
The interesting conversation to me is those that are on the cusp, or those big programs like Florida State. You wouldn't say no; they're not a blue blood. Mm-hmm. Great program, not a blue blood. Clemson's not on that list.
No, Clemson was not on the list.
That's interesting. I wonder how close they are. How close is Clemson to being a blue blood?
I don't know why they
Penn would. State, Penn State. Yeah, Penn State is a blue blood. Clemson's not.
He put Oregon as a contender. They've got no national titles.
They're not a blue blood. Yeah. No, I do not think of Oregon as a blue blood. No.
They're a new blood. Mm.
They're a new blood. I mean, it wasn't that long ago when they had a like a duck on their helmet, a daffy duck. And they were in danger of giving up 70 to Nebraska anytime they played them. No, they're not. They're a new blood. There's some new bloods.
Absolutely. That's what I said. This would not be, in nothing against Andy Staples. This article doesn't interest me.
Let's keep talking about it. Florida, not a blue blood. I mean, you have some pretty good programs that are not blue bloods. Florida, not a blue blood.
Yeah. See, I think all those schools are.
Really? You think Florida is?
I think Florida State is.
Yeah, they didn't really start until 80.
They did start late. But
yeah, they started late, Bill, like the 80s.
But at the same time, also, the school, I mean, from where they built up from, I don't know. I'm going to say no on
Florida State, Bill. And you know,
Are you pushing back?
A little bit. I've been hard on Florida State all week. But I don't even think my brother would say.
Marty.
Martin. Marty. That they're a blue blood.
We have a text from Chris at the Baldwin Show.
Ooh, yeah, God.
That's right. He says, this is Chris at the Baldwin Shop. Nebraska was a blue blood in the 20th century, definitely not in the 21st century.
Chris. It hurts me to hear him.
I'm surprised he's pushing back.
I'm surprised to hear him say that.
It's pretty accurate.
It is.
If you divide it out, just like I said, I stick up for Staples on this one. He had a criteria.
He did.
And the criteria was, it's recent blue bloods is what this is.
But you can make a criteria that's just wrong, and if you follow it, it doesn't make any difference. I just don't see it. I'm shocked. I was shocked by it, actually. Really. You say Nebraska's not a blue blood. Come on,
Andy. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Before it's not interesting.
Take Andy. Try.
I bet you they'll go through every schedule of the Mountain West.
Washington. So Washington, not a blue blood.
No.
No. Because, do you remember the great Don James?
I don't. I know the name, of course.
Yeah. Well, he won a national title.
Yeah, it's really good.
They've been a good program, but probably not that status.
No.
The most interesting part to me is those teams like that are. They've been very good, but not blue blood status, like Florida is an example.
But Bill calls him a blue blood, though.
Yeah. Now, I'd listen. I'd listen to it.
I think it's got merit to listen to it. Sure. There's a lot of schools that have merit. That's why I said then somebody needs to come up with the master plan of what is it. It's like, okay, blue blood's going to go back to 1964. It's going to be based off of this. It's going to be based off of this. You know, but I base it off of one thing. When you hear the name, what do you think? When I hear Florida, I think power. I think blue blood.
Is the history rich enough pre-Spurrier? That'd be the question. Pre-Spurrier.
Still pretty good. Wasn't always great. No, but like I said, I don't know. I'm going to go back to the same thing. It doesn't interest me. So I'm trying to wrap my brain around something.
I'm trying to get you interested.
Not going to happen.
Good try, Andy, on that one.
Can I interest you with?
I can interest him right now. He's hungry. He's on low sleep. He's hungry for some early bird breakfast
nutrition
or brunch today. Yeah, that's right. Early bird 19th and K. They've got great options like breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, smothered chicken fried steak, also
gravy,
cinnamon roll pancakes, and how about the famous hash holes?
Hash holes.
That's right. Hash holes, delicious things, and also delicious brunch cocktails at Early Bird 19th and K. Tons of free parking. You can't miss it because the early bird gets the
pancake.
Early bird gets the pancake.
And you can specially make those burritos too. You can have anything in it you want. So you can do a lot of creativity with that. Yes. Jamie is very willing to do some creativity with that.
Hey, DP weighed in real quick. Sir. This is good. This makes sense. DP weighed in via text. Can you tell the story of college football without them? If you can't,
no.
Blue blood. I can tell the story of college football without Texas A&M.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Blue blood.
When we come back, we've got some special guests talking about officialing in Nebraska. Talk about those guys next.
Officialing.
Refereeing in Nebraska. That's an early break of the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.